This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Allegations continue over the FBI search of four homes in Mesa and Garfield counties this week. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters and staunch Peters supporter Sharona Bishop were among the homes searched. Bishop told CPR the FBI busted her door open, handcuffed her, and trampled through the home, terrifying her 8- and 10-year-old. The Colorado Attorney General's office disputes that characterization and said the searches were executed professionally and lawfully. Clerk Peters and some of her associates are under a federal investigation over a security breach of Mesa County's voting equipment. Peters admits she allowed an unauthorized person to make copies of the county's Dominion voting machine hard drives, including passwords. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado will join a multi-state investigation into potential misconduct by Facebook. Leaked internal documents show Facebook was aware that using Instagram increased unhealthy thoughts and behaviors in minors, but the company continued its pursuit of young audiences. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has previously called on federal lawmakers to provide more regulatory oversight on social media companies. The University of Colorado has a search committee to select its next president. CU Regents chose 16 people from a pool of over 100 applicants. Members include alumni, professors, and students from across CU's four campuses. The committee hopes to choose a new president in March. The university's former president, Mark Kennedy, stepped down earlier this year. RTD wants to hire new drivers and mechanics, and the transit agency is offering a $4,000 hiring bonus. RTD is short more than 200 frontline workers and needs more staff before it can add more bus and rail services. Pay starts at about $20 an hour. This is CPR News and KRCC.